Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo! Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't. Yes, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's no static in the vibe. On rays of sunshine we rise. All dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see, breathing deep electricity, you channel stellar cosmic sounds as an instrument I found there. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Oh, 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 oh. be tapped in, 'cause that's what's happening. It feels so good to be tapped in, 'cause that's the only thing that's happening. Oh, oh, current of energy, come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Oh, love is a current of energy, come on, tap into this frequency.
Love is who we are. It is so much more than an emotion. There's not enough words to describe what it is. And you tap into that love, that place that knows all. That place that holds everything together. The current of energy called love is who you are. Tap in. Tune in. And get in tune with the harmony of life so you can experience your abundance. I love it. Yes, indeed. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Do you know that? Do you know that you make a difference? Don't just answer that intellectually. I want you to just feel that question. I want you to feel that statement. You make a difference. And ask yourself, do I? And listen to what your body, what your soul is telling you. You make a difference, you know. No matter how you see yourself, no matter what's going on, in spite of the judgment and the criticism and the comparison and all the other stuff, you make a difference. You get to choose how you show up. You get to put the label on it. But the fact that you're alive and breathing, you're making a difference. Your essence. You are the place where God gets to recognize itself, remember itself. You are the hands of God. So, I mean, clearly, That breath of God is breathing you, and you are it. Welcome to Life Conversations Radio. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. Yep, on lifeconversationsradio.com. And today we're going to tap in. We're going to go deep within into the unconscious, your subconscious, the realm that transcends the physical realm, the place where all lies, all the symbols and the answers to what we're going through and growing through exists. Sometimes we look at that symbol and we say, I don't know, what am I going to do with that? Oh, my God, why did I pull that symbol? But guess what? Fear not. Dr. Michael Lennox is in the house to say, that's a good symbol, actually. It's about moving you forward. We're going to talk more about that. We're talking about your dreams. We are, because we are one. So I'll say we are. We are interpreting your dreams. We, as Dr. Michael Lennox, is interpreting your dreams. Oh, wow. And welcome all of you in the chat room, on the phone line. Thank you all for being here. Appreciate you. I'm so grateful to see you here every day, sharing the show, sending texts and tweets. We are really, really grateful. Thank you for all your support. And, you know, I just want you to know, even that's the difference you're making. Makrita, my sister, is nice to see you. Celeste is in the house, the host of Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. She'll be coming up soon, in about a little under an hour. Melly. And number 35. Yes, that's what I'm at. Yes, that's who I'm is. Number 35. Welcome all of you. Betty is in the house. Well, she's doing double dutch with the show. She's jumping in and jumping out. Let me catch her now while she's in, because I don't want her to jump out and we lose her. Hey, Betty, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
So you're having the dance with the internet and Skype and all that good stuff. You're tapping into Skype and say, I don't want to dance. Just no, leave me alone. You're like, oh, yes, you're going to dance.
Yes, I'm dancing today, and I'm dancing here in the Life Conversations Lounge to give you the going-ons, the coming-ins, and the going-outs of Life Conversations Radio. Now, for a brief reminder for those who are in the chat room and who are new to the chat room, if you're wanting to leave a question for our guest or to have him help you figure out a dream, please go to our Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook and post your comment or question or dream there, and I'll get it back to our guest. Now, I am on that page live during the show, so I will be able to see anything you post immediately. And I will also put that link in the chat room, so it will be easier for you to get to. Now, I want to say that when you do post there, please make it a new post each time and don't post under a post. It makes it a little difficult for me to see. Now, for those of you who do not do Facebook, please go to our radio website, which is lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click on the Ask Life Coach Ade tab and then send us your comment question or dream question to us that way. Now, this is a great option to use if you're choosing to remain anonymous. But, of course, the best way, always, is to call in and make sure to punch 1 on your keypad. Now, this is going to be a great show, but before we get into it, tomorrow I want to remind you to please join us as we welcome Dr. Frank Kinslow. Now, this is going to be a great show because he's going to be sharing with us the secrets of instant healing and the secrets of quantum living through a process he created called quantum entrainment. And, folks, you don't want to miss this show, nor do you want to miss anything about what Celeste Morgan has to say when she drops in each day around 1 or so for a celestial moment. Now, next week we have a lineup of great guests. We have Summer Mastravic, Flow Dreaming coming Tuesday. We have Greg Braden coming Wednesday. And we have Reverend Deborah Johnson coming Thursday. So a powerhouse week next week. But to learn more about all of our upcoming guests, our past guests, our hosts and programming, and so much more, please visit LifeConversationsMedia.com. Now, to like the show, follow the show, to listen to any of our archived shows, please go to LifeConversationsRadio.com. There you go. Hey, take it away. My words are beginning are jumbled today.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that because my words are waiting to get jumbled. But if our words get jumbled, we don't have to worry. We just have to let us to unscramble them for us. They would say, "What you were meant to say this and this was going on." So it's okay. We're in the right place. Thank you, baby. Thank you so much. Life is good. It's getting better. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. Get in line right now. Get in line. Don't wait. Don't keep going back and forth. Well, maybe I'm going to call and ask about his dream. You better call in, because else you just have to, you know, you have to do whatever you have to do. But we're going to get to as many people as we can. And as Betty said, we're taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page on Facebook, or you can go to, what is it? Yeah, that's it, LifeConversationsMedia.com. LifeConversationsMedia.com, and there's an Ask Life Coach at a tab there. I don't know. Maybe it's me or maybe not. I get the sense that there's sort of interesting energy today. Maybe just me. Don't let me project on you. I'm experiencing something. I don't know what it is. Betty was talking about words jumbled up. I kind of feel that way. Like, what is going on? Where am I? Am I on earth or am I in heaven? Or am I in between? I don't know. Am I dreaming or am I awake? Or am I dreaming thinking I'm awake or I'm awake dreaming? I don't know what the heck I'm doing. What I do know is Dr. Michael Lennox is here, and he will help me find my ground and help me figure out what is really going on. Let me read a little bit about him. And I tell you, when I say a little bit, it's a little bit. I can say that this is a man who is living his passion, is living his mission. He jumped into his mother's womb and said, "Oh, I've got something to do on that planet, and I'm going to do it. Nothing is going to stop me." And now you can't catch up. Dr. Michael Lennox is one of America's most recognized and respected dream interpreters, having spent the last 20 years interpreting thousands of dreams in workshops, in the media, and for corporate and private clientele. Dr. Lennox, who holds a doctorate in psychology, has been deeply influenced by Carl Jung's theory on dreams. A highly sought-after media expert, Dr. Lennox has been seen internationally by millions of viewers on many television shows, beginning with the Sci-Fi Network's The Dream Team. He has also been featured on the Emmy Award-winning reality show Starting Over. I love that. I don't know why they stopped that. That was awesome. Soap Network, Soap Talk, MTV's Myth and Urban Legends, and many other shows. I mean, we'll just go on. I mean, we just read. But we don't need to do that. You can go to his website. It's michaellennox.com. But before you do that, hear him. And then you can really hear what he's about through his own energy, his own voice. Dr. Michael Lennox, welcome to Life Conversations Radio.
Oh, it is a great pleasure to be here. Thank you. That was a beautiful introduction.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're happy you're here today, and yeah. I have questions, and, you know, I got great insight about a lot of things, but I don't know about my dream sight. So today we're going to develop our dream sight with your help.
Yes, indeed.
And for listeners, Dr. Michael Lennox is also the author of, I've played with words there, Dream Sight. If you want to develop your dream sight, pick up a copy of this book. And it breaks a lot of your dreams, the symbols down, and we're going to talk more about that. But Dr. Michael, before we jump into the dreams of your dream, my dream, and everybody's dreams, before we jump into that, I got a question for you. The first question I want to ask you. Now, I read a little bit about you, said a little about your book, you know, I want to hear from you, your point of view. Who are you? Who is Dr. Michael Lennox?
What a beautiful, broad-ended question to ask. And one of the things that touched me the most in listening to you introduce me was when you said he's a man who's living his passion. So in a very simple way, who is Dr. Michael Lennox? I am someone who's most passionate about what's available on the invisible side of life, which was hopefully can be said about all of us spiritual seekers, but
yes,
particularly the dream world sort of sparked up for me as a child as being a place to visit and have gain great insight and value from. You know, so I decided to devote my life to dreams and dream interpretation. And somewhere around the second half of my life, in my 30s, I decided to take that, you know, sort of full tilt, and that's when I went back to school and got my advanced degrees in psychology and decided to devote all of my life to helping people meet their unconscious. That's what I am. I'm an ambassador to the unconscious mind, helping people establish an easier, more graceful relationship with what their unconscious has to tell them.
You're an unconscious expert.
yes.
So anybody who's unconscious, they can just send them to you. That's okay. Just bring them to me. They can tell me their dream. Or just hold
well,
up
you know,
a symbol.
Our unconscious minds have so much to offer us, but we don't always know how to interpret what our unconscious is trying to tell us. But it's all right there. So it may be very obvious if you say to your partner, please pass the salt, or that's what you meant to say, but you wound up saying, why did you ruin my life? Then your unconscious is helping you understand what you really think and feel about this relationship. Well, you know, dreams are really the same way. They're little explosions from our unconscious mind, giving us a snapshot of where we're at.
Right. And I love that when you talk about past the salt and why did you ruin my life. Maybe really what's going on underneath that is someone says,
yes,
you've made this relationship very salty. And it comes out differently. I'm feeling rather salty about our relationship.
See, you know, you've already exhibited to me a great facility for what the dream world has to offer. When you make associations between words, if I say an example of pass the salt, and then you go right into salty as a description of abrasiveness, perhaps, in an interaction, that's dream work. That's appreciating the symbols that have meaning, that salt has a meaning over here and a meaning over here. It can describe an emotion or a feeling. So that's one of the richnesses of being able to interpret a symbol, whether that symbol comes from a sleeping nighttime dream or perhaps a living dream, a daytime occurrence that's so bizarre and phenomenal that one says, oh, this must have some meaning. Well, turn to the symbol to find out what that meaning might be.
Right. Let's stay with that symbol thing, because I'm looking at life and realize that life is constantly, literally, throwing symbols at us.
Yes,
and
constantly.
You know, we use numerology, astrology, we use dreams to get clarity on the symbols that are coming at us, but that's not something that we, humanity, has really focused on, that everything around us actually helps us to see ourselves
in a
deeper way, won't you say?
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, I know that having this conversation with you and the people who are drawn to listen to what you want to present to the world, I know that we're speaking to people who truly understand that idea, that there's, you know, more to be gained from examining the invisible side of life. And if the invisible side of life is truly invisible, then we only have its reflections to know that it's there. So like the moon in the sky, we know the moon in the sky is there because it's reflecting to us the light of the sun. And so the moon lives in the land of dreams in a way, and then gets little bits of reflection, and therefore we know, I am here. I am part of this equation. Even though I live in the invisible, I'm part of the equation. And as people who are looking for meaning in symbols might go out and buy a deck of divining cards, you know, like an angel deck or a fairy deck or a tarot deck, and pull a card out and say, well, what's the symbol for the day? and look at a card and say, okay, I'm going to interpret this from the energy that I'm experiencing right now. You said something when you were talking before you brought me on the show. I wrote it down. You said, why did I pull that symbol? There's a pulling of symbols. Think of your unconscious as a huge, you know, a tarot deck and a dream as pulling out a card to interpret for that day. Only instead of it being the, you know, the hermit or the, you know, the empress, the card is I got a flat tire on my way to work and then, you know, I got hit by a giant falling candy cane. Now, that may not have any meaning directly to you, but it is a symbol that you've pulled from your unconscious.
Yes, yes. And we've just got to learn more to be and be comfortable with the unconscious.
Yeah, and not to make too much personal meaning over something. You know, if the dream is very violent and scary, which is when I hear from people a lot, is when they're disturbed by their dreams, that not to be over-identified with the fearful element of the dream, but to go to the thing itself, the symbol itself, and see what meaning it might have to offer you from considering universal principles, so that if you're giving birth to children in your dreams and then murdering them, you might wake up from such a dream and say, oh my God, this must mean something because dreams have meaning, and I just committed this heinous bloody act. I must be a terrible person or have homicidal tendencies. But in fact, a death is really just symbolic for a rebirth waiting to happen. Giving birth is symbolic of a new idea, putting something new into the world. So the symbols themselves have very high, lofty, and beautiful meaning, even if the visceral expression of the symbol itself is dark and shadowy.
So I
just encourage people to consider the universal meaning.
The universal meaning, it will set you free.
Yes,
my
it will.
My guest is Dr. Michael Lennox. He's the author of Dream Sight, a dictionary and guide for interpreting any dream, any. Pick it up, and I dare you to not get your answer. Yes, I said I dare you to. the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And we're also taking your questions on the Ask Life Coach Ade fan page, Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. I tend to do that. I type it in when I'm talking, and then I get all confused. I'm like, okay, what am I trying to say again? Because I'm trying to go to that page and type in it. It doesn't work. Well, now I'm going to learn. But anyway, listeners, you know what to do, and we'll get to your questions. So I want to go back a bit here, and I want to come back to these scary dreams or dreaming that you murdered your children. And but when did you realize that you have affinity, when there was something about dreams that made you feel like, wow, there's something about it? How did that happen for you?
Oh, well, thank you. That's a beautiful question to be asked. As a kid, I had very vivid dreams and a very vivid sort of fantasy imagination. It was my strongest coping mechanism for the stresses that were around me as a human being. And so I had a great appreciation for the inner life just naturally. When I was a teenager, about 15 or so, the book Freud's Interpretation of Dreams appeared on my mother's bookshelf because she was getting a master's in social work. And I was drawn to the book. I picked it up. I read it. I don't know that I got much of it at 15, but I did certainly understand that dreams have a value that can be culled or mined, that this was what, you know, Freud was talking about, that there was a lot of richness there. And I understood that principle. And then as a teenager, and in high school and then later in college, you know, people are constantly saying in social settings, I had the craziest dream last night. And I don't know why I felt moved to do this. Of course, now I do. It was really just God speaking, you know, through me or my higher self picking up the mantle of that which I came in to do. I began to say to people, well, why don't you tell me your dream, and I'll bet you I can help you find some meaning to it. Now, this was very ballsy for a 17, 18-year-old kid to do, but that's how it happened. And something must have occurred. I don't remember. It was many decades ago. But people would speak to me their dreams, and I would speak back what occurred to me. And the phenomenon that really led me forward to do this more and more was that beautiful aha that would come across a person's face when they would hear what I had to say. What I now know is that it's a gift. It's a peculiar way that my particular intuition is designed to best be tapped into. It's just a calling. And what it is that occurs inside my brain is you're telling me the story of your dream, but I'm hearing it almost as if I'm an interpreter translating a language. I hear the story as a function of the symbols that make the story up, and those symbols each have meanings based on some universal principles and usually what the thing itself, what its function is or what its essence or qualities are, if it's, say, an animal or an inanimate object. And I then simply tell the story that the symbols are telling. So it's like a story about the story. I just repeat it back as if I'm translating it into a different language. It's very much like being bilingual. I speak English and I speak symbol. And then and what happens is inevitably people's eyes widen and I have that aha experience, which is transcendental. That's got nothing to do with me. It's not because I'm smart. It hasn't happened because I've done something brilliant. That aha moment happens because there's a moment of connection where through the dreamer and myself, there's a divine connection of understanding, and that's what generates the aha. And it comes out of what Jung called the collective unconscious, that is the notion that we are all one and we are all connected. And we love that as metaphysicians today. Jung was talking about something psychological, but he was really talking about the same thing, that there's a field of living, of life, of potentiality that we are all a part of. It's just my particular way of connecting.
If you can capture when you see the aha in people's faces, can you capture for us, can you express for us what that is like for you when you're breaking it down and interpreting, what's that like for you?
For anybody listening, let me throw out a few things. If you love wine, it's like drinking wine. If you love ice cream, it's like the best ice cream ever. If you're someone who responds mostly to sort of, sensual and erotic experiences, then if you could just think of the most numinous experiences that fill you from top to bottom with a sensation of this feels good, that's what I experience when I have that aha. It's like, I'm naturally respond to the outside world. I'm terrifically extroverted and love the sort of, the attention of people. It's sort of part of my sort of how I move through the world. It's just like being showered with love. The best feeling ever. I've never been asked that before. It's a beautiful question.
Thank you. What you just expressed, this is how I describe it, it's spiritual orgasm.
Because in that moment,
you feel everything about life, your sense of self, your worthiness, your existence. It's like, and then to help the other connect with themselves, it's like, this I was created.
Exactly right. It certainly was a powerful enough experience that it propelled me.
Yes.
It propelled me forward in my life on this mission that didn't really become clear to me until the second, half of my life, of why I was here and what I was here to do. And that now results in a life dedicated to being of service to others and ushering in more consciousness to our planet at a time when consciousness is so desperately needed in order to fulfill our side of the shifts and changes that are happening on the planet, which is to bring more light in.
Yes. I want to ask you this, because you talk about the people in the dreams or the object, the symbol is all about the person dreaming. Yeah. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many layers in which and ways in which dreams reflect our lives, which include that the people that populate your dreams could be relating to relationships you're having. So your boss, your spouse, people can show up in your dreams, and it is reflecting the relationship that you're having with them. But it's also reflecting the relationship you're having with yourself in that sense that there's only one of us here, and everything that happens outside of us is really a reflection of our insides. And that, to me, is the more valuable way of interpreting a dream. So you wake up from a dream where you interact with, say, a coworker, and it's a very significant dream. It feels powerful. You could go into work and say, we've got to work something out, Mr. Coworker, because I just had a dream about you that's reflecting, you know, some underlying something, challenge, you know. But really, the more powerful work is to treat it as something that's reflecting you and do your own
right.
individual work. I literally got a call from this wasn't a client, it was more like a client referral, literally a panic sort of thing of a woman having dreams that her husband was being bad to her in some fashion. How was she going to wake up in the morning and not treat him as if she's just been hurt? You know, but so what I do in that case is, oh, honey, you're looking to, for the dream to be reflecting your relationship. Let's take it back to the inner, what I, and this, I have a name for this. It's called the inner circle of interpretation. And that inner circle of interpretation is where everything that occurs in the dream is a reflection of you. There is the outer circle where it's reflecting your interactions in the world, but I don't think there's as much value in that work as there is in just doing the self-investigatory work.
Right, right. I was laughing when you said going to tell your coworker, I just had a dream about you. Can you imagine having a dream about somebody and it's pretty deep and you go and tell them and they're looking at you like,
oh,
hey,
yeah, please, what a mistake that is.
It's like, it's time to let you go. We've always known you're crazy. You just proved it. but you know, some dreams we don't mind sharing with others. Some dreams we don't even mind sharing with strangers. If you
sure,
if you
and some dreams feel very exposing.
So, yes, very exposing. Some dreams we don't even want to think about. Still staying with that, that dreams are a reflection of us. What about, I have sometimes, I mean, I don't know if I've heard this before, but what I call it, they're dreams that they feel or seem rather prophetic. And what I mean by that is when I'm dreaming, I'm not thinking in my dream or when I wake up this is going to happen. But what happens is I end up meeting somebody or being in a space that just brings the same feeling I had in my dream, and I can look at everything that is happening, and it feels to me that this is what I was dreaming about.
Yes,
and
yes. Well, I do believe that. I do believe that the dream world is the widest access that we have as human beings into the invisible realms.
Mm-hmm.
That
right.
idea that there's an invisible realm that, frankly, I believe is much, 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 much greater than this tiny little three-dimensional realm that we dwell in. That our dream life offers us access into this invisible realm. In this invisible realm, all human experiences from the invisible are sort of stored there, and that's our imaginations, our intuitive nature, our unconscious nature. You know, so in the dream world, when we're actually in that sleeping state and this doorway is open, I think we have access to all kinds of mysterious life experiences, like prophetic nature, clairvoyance, deja vu orientation. All of these things are accessible through the dream world.
Right.
And so
right.
I think there are enormous numbers of regularly occurring human experiences that are would be by nature defined as phenomena that we can experience through our dream nature. The scientists will get very stuck in, well, no, let's just look at what we know about what's happening in the neurology of the brain. Well, that's very interesting, except that most of it is mysterious and mystical, and the mystics are always
right.
about seven steps ahead of the scientists.
right. But the good thing is you are a scientist and a mystic. So
thank you.
I absolutely
that is I refer to myself as half scientist, half mystic, which has been a lifelong horrible struggle and a great, great blessing.
And you know, I like that symbol that you use, because as a mystic, you live in, that's the feminine side. That's the feminine energy.
Very.
That's the creativity.
Yes.
The scientific side is the intellect. So you're pretty whole. You're complete.
Thank you. I certainly like to think so. And I'm certainly committed to having wholeness and completeness being the intention of every unfolding moment of my life. Not only my life,
yes,
but
indeed.
The life of the people that I come in contact with to help and work with. We're all up for the game of integration. That's why we're here. And certainly anybody tuning into the show is up for that game. My particular, you know, bent of how I most effectively go about that may be dream work, but it's also astrology and it's also meditation. I mean, you know, all the practices are there, but they're all really up for the same end, which is wholeness and integration and remembering who we truly are. Our divinity.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And a listener in the chat room said for him, it's funny, his username is Dream Master. Dream Master 1 said, I believe our subconscious has a lot to do with our dream time. And that's what you were talking about earlier.
Yes, yes. In fact, I think that if there could be a sort of anthropomorphic projection of consciousness onto the unconscious, one could say that the unconscious as a body, as a place, as a thing, as a phenomenon, wants, desires, longs to be in communion with us. And so that every time it throws things up into our view in the form of a dream, you know, as a one particular way that it will do that, it's really engaging us in a conversation. And I like to sometimes refer to it as a knock-knock joke. Very simple and fundamental way of communicating. Knock-knock. Who's there? Boo.
Right.
Boo-hoo. Well, each engagement in that knock-knock joke is like a dream or a response to the dream. The knock-knock joke is not as satisfying unless you say, who's there? So every time you have a dream, the unconscious mind is saying knock, knock. If you don't pay any attention to the dream, the who's there engagement is happening under the surface. You can't mess this up. Dream work is working whether you pay attention to the dreams or not. But if you do pay attention to them, there'll be an actual unfoldment of this knock, knock joke that can eventually graduate into a very sophisticated conversation between dreamer and his or her own unconscious mind, just by thinking about the dreams. You don't have to do the dream work for the work to be done, but you can increase the value by writing them down, thinking about them. You can increase the value even more by sharing them with another human being. And the most value you can get from a dream is to respond with some creative act that the unconscious mind will receive as a true engagement. But it has to be creative. It can't be intellectual. You have to draw the dream.
Explain that a bit more. You said we've got to respond with a creative act. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Yes, absolutely. The unconscious mind and the world of the invisible speaks in a language of symbols. It doesn't know from linear logic. It only knows from symbolic expression. So you want to respond in kind so that the best way to tell your unconscious that you're paying attention to a dream isn't necessarily to come to a satisfying intellectual understanding about what the dream would mean, but just a creative expression that tells the unconscious you're paying attention. So that scary dream about murdering your children, my sort of best assignment, homework assignment to that dreamer would be to draw it. Write a poem about it. Dance it out in your living room with the, you know, in your underwear. intellect-free, symbolic expression, creative expression of the dream symbols will lead to more expression. You know, you work with one dream, and it's not so much that you're going to get incredible satisfaction about what that dream means for you, but I can guarantee you that your future dreams will be all the more vibrant for you having opened up the dialogue between your dreaming life and your waking life.
Yes, so true. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back up to Linux, we're going to take calls. But before we take the calls, I want you to just break down briefly the three steps of dream sight.
Absolutely.
And then we're going to take some calls. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is Dr. Michael Lennox. He's the author of Dream Sight, a dictionary and a guide for interpreting any dream, bring it. And if you don't believe it, I dare you to call it, 347-426-3346. His website address is his name. It's easy to find. Michael Lennox, that's with two N's, LENNOX.com. You can find out more about him. There's some videos on there. You can see him in action and how people are saying, wow, you nailed it. And he's suddenly saying, this is why I'm born. This is why I'm alive. I'm here to nail it, to nail it to the point. So, yes, 347-426-3346. We're going to take a quick break. Before you do that, some quick announcements here. Just reminding you to share the show with your friends, your lovers, your haters, your enemy, who really is not an enemy, simply your inner me, your inner self, by sharing it on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn, LinkedIn, dig it or don't, stumble upon, you know, all those social networks. Share the show on there right now. And if you're listening on the archive as well, share it right now, because when you're listening, it will be right now. We're taking your calls, 347-426-3346. We are going to take a break, and don't go nowhere. Not that you are, but just in case you're thinking of going somewhere, you're going to miss something. You know why? Because... well, no, I'm not going to say that. When you hang around, let me put it in the puzzle. When you hang around, your life is going to change. And don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Les Brown had to say.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversations, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations. Committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. We are assisting you, supporting you to be the change you want to see. You have the power. You have the answer within you, and your dream is just throwing answers at you. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. And today we're helping you move your unconscious, your conscious mind, your intellect out of the way so you can see the bigger picture. And when you see the bigger picture, you can paint the picture on this platform called Life. And everybody can receive the fullness of who you truly are. The number is 347-426-3346. My guest is Dr. Michael Lennox, and we are talking about dreams, interpreting dreams. And before we start taking calls, Dr. Lennox, could you tell us about the three steps of dream sight? please.
Yes, absolutely. I wanted to give dreamers a sort of an insight into how I perceive coming to a sort of satisfying meaning of a symbol in a dream. So I thought to myself, what's the sort of pyramid-like universal structure for considering what most people would see if they were all looking at the same thing from a distance? This is the universal landscape. The first step of dream sight is to take a symbol and sort of objectively say to yourself, what would the most amount of people on the planet agree with what this symbol might mean? And so in my book, Dream Sight, the universal landscape of a symbol is very short, very basic. So if all the people on the planet were considering what a tree might represent, we could probably all agree that trees are thought to represent our growth through life. There's family trees, the tree of life. So there's all these life symbols or growth symbols associated with tree. So that's the universal landscape of tree. But the dream itself is a little bit of a closer view. And I like to using all these ocular images, you know, it's called dream sight. So we've got the universal landscape and the idea of everybody looking at the same thing in this universal landscape. If you had a camera and you slapped on a lens to look at some particular part of that landscape or to look at it in a particular way, that's the function of the dream itself. The context of the dream is the dreaming lens. Is that tree standing? Is it felled in the dream? Is it an evergreen? You know, what's the dream indicating that the symbol is doing? And then the third piece, which is the most important, is how you personally focus on that image. So maybe trees have a particular significance because you grew up in a house where there was a tree in the front yard, and that's sort of what the tree in the dream is reminding you of, as opposed to the person who's an inner, you know, city dweller who might never have seen a tree might have a different relationship with tree.
Right.
But the idea is inverting the order with which you consider something. Universal comes first so that we separate this personal looping that can happen, especially when a symbol is more upsetting or scary, kind of like that person murdering her children. That's a specific dreamer that I actually worked with, by the way. She got stuck in the loop of, oh, this symbol must mean that I'm a murderous person, because she went to the personal feeling first. I'm horrified by this. She went there first instead of going to baby as new thing, murder as a sacrifice to make a rebirth occur.
Right.
So dream sight is designed to sort of break down a symbol and have you consider it from the universal perspective first. It's an intellectual process, but it's designed to yield a visceral result.
Right, right. An intellectual process that causes you not to be too emotionally attached to it, that you can't
correct,
get the meaning,
so that
right?
the meaning
right.
can bubble up away from the freak out that the symbol might have caused in you.
Right, right. Okay, let's take some calls. We've got Melissa, which is good, because I wanted to ask you about recurring dreams. I guess you can weave it all in, because she's been having dreams. It's been going on. It's been just going on. She wants to know what's really going on with my dream. Hey, Melissa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful.
What's your recurring dreams? Yeah. I'm going to be 46 in April, and these have been going on probably throughout my 40s, dreaming of the ocean.
Okay.
And I can see it in different, say I'm walking on a bridge or driving, and I can always see through to the bottom, and sometimes it's tropical water, sometimes it's green, but I can see through rocks, seaweed. And then the other one is I'm at the beach, and then tidal waves come.
Right. Okay. So, first of all, what we know is that this is a recurring dream series that's relative to your development.
Okay.
In other words, you've been having these dreams throughout your 40s. The 40s are a time where we're sort of really navigating and harvesting the value of our lives before we head into the sort of last chapter, which would I be called the goddess period. It's sort of the most ripe period of your full-on adulthood would be the 40s. It's also when Jung felt that analysis should begin. He really didn't even feel that it was worth looking. digging deeply into your soul until you were in your 40s. And these are dreams about glimpsing into your soul. The conscious mind is represented by land, and the unconscious is represented by our oceans. We are either in the conscious world or the unconscious world, and the oceans and the land's relationship is the best symbolic expression of this. And being close to where the two meet would be to be dwelling where you are able to be conscious, but to see the most easily and deeply into the part of your unconscious that's available. You
okay.
even describe these dreams as, I can see the bottom. So this is to be in a profound life consideration of who am I as a conscious being who is also very connected to what's happening beneath the surface, at least in what's visible to me there. A prominent quality of the ocean shore is that it's never the same from moment to moment. With every tide that comes in, with every wave, there's different amounts of consciousness and unconsciousness available to consider. The danger of being in this territory is that the unconscious can yield up these very overwhelming emotional upheavals represented by waves, tidal waves, tsunamis, all kinds of phenomenon of disruptions that are unknowable and unseeable, but the result is very plain. That wave is going to put me in danger. I'm very clear about that. So what you're doing is, in the recurring nature of this dream, is you're engaging in an interaction with your unconscious that is allowing you to have courage as you go through this process of deep integration and soul journeying.
Okay.
So when they happen, your job, Melissa, is now that you have a little bit of new information about how to work with these dreams, is really just to appreciate them when they come up. You don't need to know, like, oh, I've got to do this because this is what Dr. Michael said to do. No, you next time you have a dream, just sit with it for a few minutes in a quiet and contemplative way, and you will go deeper in your soul journeying just by having considered it.
Yeah, so I knew the emotion matters behind, you know, what you're having during your dream.
Yes.
And I'm curious. And I want to look and look.
And right, and it watch. Sounds like the real juice there is that you can see in these various dreams. So you can even ask yourself before going to bed to have more be revealed. And I'll bet you'll start having dreams that are more about what you can see and a little bit less about the possibility of a big wave.
Of the tidal wave, yeah. But
yeah, next time the tidal wave dream comes up, honey, just go for a surf.
Thank I do swim, so it does work out. I live through the tsunami.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you very much. Let's move on to Tamara. How are you doing, Tamara, joyful one?
Doing great. I actually have, thanks for taking my call, I have a similar recurring dream with tidal waves and huge waves, and there's a lot of fear, you know, like, oh, no, you know, I'm about to get killed kind of feeling.
Yes.
And sometimes I'm actually in the water, and the wave is just about to hit me, or I'm like trying to analyze, let me see, if I go under the wave, how long can I hold my breath before I'm going to die? And can I survive it and come out the other side, that kind of thing. And I get these a lot, and they seem to happen when I'm feeling emotionally overwhelmed.
Yeah absolutely. In fact, this gives me a good opportunity to let everybody know the value of recurring dreams. They help us come to balance. So you just nailed it, that you're having water and emotions are essentially the same thing in the symbolic world, because we are mostly water, and when we cry, we inexplicably leak it. It drips out of our eyes for no good reason. Mm-hmm. So there's a direct connection between emotionalism and watery sensibility, right? So you just gave a beautiful example to all of the listeners out there that these recurring dreams have purpose.
Okay.
They are helping you manage the amount of emotional overwhelm that's occurring in your waking life so that you can wake up the next day and do it again.
Yeah. Although often when I wake up, it's more of a feeling of, oh, my gosh, now I'm feeling overwhelmed at night as well. And it's sort of a powerless feeling like, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, like.
Yeah.
Here's more.
So here's the invitation, Tamara. Here's
okay.
The invitation to you. The invitation is mm-hmm. in, because it is overwhelming, and frankly, it's tiring. It's actually tiring. We experience our level of energy not because of what our body is doing, but what our brain is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Our brain supplies the chemical flow that we manage our lives through. And we feel that as tiredness or alertness or you know, floods and flurries of energy, but it's really the brain. So if the brain is very active at night when you're sleeping, you're going to wake up less rested. So there's a factual truth to waking up and having this sort of response that says, oh, God, now I'm overwhelmed at night, too. Just this sucks.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The invitation, though, is in that moment, in that aftermath morning,
yeah,
to allow yourself viscerally to sink into the sensation of it and just allow your mental self to say, you know what, I don't know that I know that this makes sense to me, but I'm going to trust that this is a divine experience in my benefit. In other words, I can't give you anything that you might say or do in those moments tomorrow that's going to make you feel unoverwhelmed. But I can assure you that what's happening is you're actually being whelmed, not overwhelmed.
Yeah, so
right.
It's moving. It's like moving it through.
Yeah, yes, exactly,
so
right.
It's
and if you
assisting.
Appreciate that and say, I'm not landing that this is overwhelming. I'm saying that this is moving through me and it's perfect.
Okay. And then
again, whether you have some immediate relief or not, I can't guarantee, but I can guarantee that if you make that adjustment, that
yes.
your future dream life will yield more interesting and deeper, more complex things that are below the surface of the overwhelm.
Okay, I'll do it.
All righty.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tamara. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is Dr. Michael Lennox. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. most of the time. we're resisting going longer, but we know we're going to go longer. That's just what happens. When I listen to the voice that says your show is 2 hours, I just need to surrender, stop resisting it. But anyway, the number is 347-426-3346. We're taking your questions on the phone lines or on Ask Life Coach at a fan page on Facebook, or you can post your questions by going to, if you're not a Facebooker, that sounds kind of crazy. But anyway, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com and click the Ask Life Coach at a tab, and you can go from there. Dr. Michael, we've got a quick segment we've got to squeeze in here, a couple of minutes. We have a segment we do at 1 p.m., so we're going to bring Celeste Morgan on, and then we're going to do some more dream interpreting. Let's get ready now for the host of Celestial Moment. And I'm multitasking, but I can't find what I'm looking for, so I'm just going to leave it alone. The symbol is, I can't find it, then leave it alone. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Celeste Morgan for... Oopsie, wait a minute. Okay, let's take a breath here. Let's try again. There we go. Celeste Morgan, how are you doing, my friend?
I am great, and I am enjoying dream time. Hello, Dr. Michael Lennox. Hello.
Hello.
Life Coach today.
Hello.
So happy to be with you today.
Yay.
So, good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you a celestial moment. I come bearing a number gift to provide you with tools to embrace all the fruit showing up in your life right now. It's Wednesday, January 11th, 2012. Add the date, and it equals 2024. Add 2024, and you have 8. The number 8 is considered to be a lucky number in Chinese and other Asian cultures. One of the reasons is that it sounds like the word meaning to generate wealth. On its side, 8 is infinity. It shows up as either justice or strength in tarot. But we're going to put the spotlight on how 8 shows up in the medicine cards. It is the otter. Now, here is a treat. As a birth totem, otter people are born between January 20th to February 18th. Otter teaches us to pay attention to what we allow in our dreams, for the gift of the otter is woman medicine, the realized dream. Otter teaches about balance, making its home both on the land and in the water. It is a set of lessons in female energy for both men and women, because we all have a female side. When we follow the otter's path to eat, rest, and play, we automatically introduce grounding energy into our environment, and we demonstrate a love for ourselves. This fuels powerful dreams when you decide what stays and what goes in your consciousness. Yes, the journey of otter is simple when you remember the universal dance of give and take. The otter reminds that there is magic behind every door. Just make sure you are looking from the right angle. In this state of natural wellness, there is more to explore and more joy to receive. Believe it deeply. Open your heart to the otter and connect with the power of femininity. And that's the stories 8 through the otter. Dream strong. All is well. I'll see you on Thursday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste, for weaving your web of truth and inspiration and embracing the femininity. And we're talking about dreams. Talk about alignment. Talk about life being already in order. Ah, life is good. It's getting better. Let's take another call. Let's jump back into a call. Let's go to John from California. He has a dream he once interpreted. John, you're live.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a couple strange dreams. I could ask if you can interpret it.
Sure, go.
Okay, the first one, I'll start like this. When I was younger, there was something my uncle would do with my ears that, made me mad, kind of annoyed me and stuff.
Okay.
So, this is just, when I was younger.
Affectionate, but that didn't feel good.
Yeah, it annoyed me, that was when I was younger. And then one day, last year, I'm sleeping, and then in the middle of the night, I don't know. There's something that was like waking me up. I don't know. I remember, trying to go to sleep, but something kept waking me up. I don't know. I felt like I was getting poked or just waking up. And then, so what I do is I go and I move to another room where there was somebody, there and stuff, because I'm like, I don't know, something's there not making me, it keeps waking me up. Anyways, from there I, fall asleep, and I have a dream of, I don't know if it was my uncle that was doing the same thing that we did, was playing with my ears and, annoying me and stuff. But I remember having a dream of that of some sort. And then I wake up and I remember it, and I feel my ears and stuff, and my ears are all rash. They're full rashes. I don't know. That was strange. Before that, my ears are fine and stuff, but when I woke up, it just developed all kinds of rashes.
Got it. So one of the things that's being expressed here is that there can be a multiple number of influences on our dreaming life that then sort of show up, that something physical may have been going on. So it's very possible that there was something in your physiology, some irritating whatever, microorganism on your ears creating a rash as you were sleeping, stimulating a physical response in your ears that was annoying, that perhaps reminded your unconscious of a physical annoyance that connected to your ears. And so that the dream world and your physical world were colliding in that one moment, right? But then there's also the possibility of interpreting the ears as the receptor of messages in your waking life. Is there something you're not paying attention to? What messages are you needing to hear about, your life? Working together on this, we'd be tripping off on that.
you know, there might be an inherent message that you've received in the ear of your unconscious and the ear of your conscious mind that you are open to be annoyed. You know, when we're kids, we can't necessarily control our environments. This might be a moment where you're being called to set some boundaries about what is okay and what isn't okay out there in your world. Do you know what I mean? There's so many ways that the dream could be operating on the same level. And one could simply be sometimes you have a dream about a sound, but what's really happening is your alarm is going off in the room. And the two worlds are colliding.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why I also included that the fact that something was, like, waking me up before I moved. Yeah. And also I'd like to ask, I mean, like dreams aren't they influenced? I mean, can they be influenced by, you know, past loved ones or, you know, perhaps, I guess, you know, angels or
oh, absolutely.
Know.
This is another sort of realm of consideration. I don't get to talk about it as often as I'd like, perhaps, but this is certainly a nice open audience to talk about the energetic phenomenon and spiritual phenomenon that can happen in dreams. You know, what was waking you up could have been a phenomenal energy, an angelic energy, some sort of energy that was trying to wake you up. Can you hear me? Are you listening to the messages that the, you know, divine realm has to offer you?
I never really looked at it like that as far as listening.
Well, and remember, I'm the interpreter, right, John?
Yeah.
So I'm interpreting everything, not just the dreams, but the way you're telling me about them. So in the living dream that's this moment, you've told me now that you want to consider the spiritual elements more.
Yes.
You brought the conversation back to that. And so if I know that you're being woken up, that symbology there is saying something is trying to wake me up. And being woken up is a very good symbolic expression of coming to spiritual consciousness. That's a phrase that's used out there all the world. We're waking up to our higher consciousness. So I'm interpreting everything, including the way you're choosing to describe the dreams that you decide to bring up.
Okay, leading to the next one, I mean, this one is, leading to the next one. I don't know, a couple of years ago, like 2 or 3 years ago, I'm coming home from work, and it's like the middle of the day. You know, lie down on my bed, and I guess I fall asleep. But I just remember, I guess, having a dream of, like, you know, somebody, like, you know, like, writing something, trying to run me over and, like, having a good time about it. And then, you know, next thing I know, I'm jumping off my bed, and, you know, I'm looking at the time. It's only been, like, 5 minutes, and, like, you know, like that happened, and then sometime like last year, you know, I've been, you know, trying to look for like spiritual help and stuff, and I've been told to, meditate and stuff, and I've been having, you know, hard time to doing that because, like, you know, when I try to get deep into it, I would be like snapped out of it or something like that. You know, it kept happening like that. I couldn't go deep into that, you know, the meditation like more than 5 minutes, but particular time, I had like a vision of, I guess I would think the same, like, you know, same face that was, you know, in that dream I just described to you, like you know, waving their hands, like, you know, telling me, like, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not supposed to be there or something, you know, just like running towards me, waving their hands and
like, no, you shouldn't be here.
Yeah,
got
like,
it.
You know, waving their hands like, no, like, you're not supposed to be here. And you know, this was when I was trying to meditate because, you know, and the next thing you know, it's like been only 5 minutes and you know, I'm like snapped out of it. And, you know, that's been occurring, like, you know.
So, John, here's what I hear. What I hear is that you're a person very strongly being drawn towards having a deeper relationship with your own spiritual self. And the dreams that you're describing and your meditative experiences are simply showing us where your resistance is. Mm-hmm. This is important because knowing where your resistance, John, is more important for your spiritual growth than knowing where your willingness is. Your willingness will take care of itself. The resistance is where the stretching needs to be done.
So I would say the persons running to you in your dream state saying, no, 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 you shouldn't be here, are really thoughts inside of you that says, I'm afraid to go into these spiritual surrenders. You have no business being here.
Yeah, I mean, but like I said, it was like, it, to me, if I could remember, it was the same face that, you know, was like, you know, trying to run me over.
Right, right. It's part of you that we would call the limiter or the saboteur. It's the face inside of you that says, no, I'm good like we are. I'm good now, this way, this much consciousness. No more, no deeper. That's too scary. I'm going to run you over in one dream, or I'm going to shoo you out saying you don't belong here in another. I'm going to do my best to make sure you don't grow. Now, what's beautiful about meeting this part of yourself, John, is that part has no power to stop your growth. It's actually doing you a favor. It's saying right over here is where the fear is. You want to know where to heal? Look toward me.
Excuse me?
You want to know where to heal, look toward me. Me, not me, Dr. Michael Lennox, me meaning the part of you. Yeah, no, it's the part of you that wants to run you over or kick you out of the space that is the part that wants to be engaged with the most.
Yeah, so how do I go about this as far as, I mean, you know, getting
messages? Here's a perfect tool for you. It's called automatic handwriting.
Uh-huh.
You sit down with a pad and a pencil or pen, and you use your dominant hand to express yourself in an interview style, and you use your non-dominant hand to express the quality of the person trying to run you over or shoo you out. You could even give him a name. He's Frank. Hey, Frank. Why'd you try to run me over? You put the pen into your non-dominant hand and write a response. You might just be amazed at what comes up.
Okay.
All right, John?
Okay. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Thank you. You're very welcome. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is Dr. Michael Lennox, L-E-N-N-O-X. His website is that, michaellennox.com. Check him out. We're going to take another phone call. But before we do that, let's go to a listener who is listening online, Elena. She wants to know, what can a dream mean when you see a person and is, okay, she sees a person and their head suddenly turns into a bright sun in a dream.
The hair turned into a bright sun.
The head.
The head itself. Okay. So if we look at the notion that everybody inside a dream is representing a part of the dreamer, that's the first place to start, that this person that she's perceiving in her dream is a part of her. And the head, of course, is where we do our thinking. So it's a significant idea in her mind that this person represents, significant enough that it's taken human form. And it's the mind that is divine. The head turns into the sun. We are a being of our sun. We are, the sun is the father of us all, as the earth is the mother of us all. So a character in a dream having her head turn into the sun would be to have a part of herself that is directly connected to the Father God principle. It's a very powerful image.
Yes. Wow. So before we release the show, I want to ask, when you talk about being emotionally disconnected, actually two questions that I have, and I think before I even go to that, because you spoke, let me stay with the emotionally detached, because I the way I see it, and you can correct me on this, but I see that, you know, when we are awake in a physical realm, the conscious mind becomes a filter, but when we're sleeping, that then, you know, there's no filter.
Right,
and
there's
I think
no
it takes
filter.
Us to a deeper... It takes us to a deeper place of ourselves. But when we are getting those symbols sometimes, we start interpreting it with our intellectual mind, and we beat ourselves up. I was talking to a friend a few days, about a week ago, and she said, I had an inappropriate dream about somebody.
Right. And so then they wake up feeling the shame of the inappropriate idea.
She did feel that because she didn't want to talk about it. She eventually told me. And I told her, I said, well, just because you were having sexual intercourse with somebody doesn't mean that, you know, you just be condemned to hell. You got to look for the meaning. And I kind of talked her through it. She said, now, that makes sense because that was somebody
right.
that she admires. She's thinking of doing work with this person. The person is, she looks at this person like a mentor. So basically she had sex. So what would you say to that, having sex with somebody that you think intellectually should be having sex
absolutely.
With?
Absolutely. It's a perfect way to also look at personal response and symbolic
mm-hmm.
meaning. Sex is about integration. Sex is when two people have sex. Ideally, when they want to be very close to each other. So there's a sense
mm-hmm.
of sex being a symbolic representation of taking some energy in, especially when intercourse is involved, penetration. We're talking about integrating
right.
a quality. So if the dream, if the person that she's having intercourse with in the dream is some sort of a spiritual teacher or a guide, sex then
mm.
with them becomes a very profound piece of evidence that an integration of those qualities is at hand.
Mm.
The personal response would be, oh my God, I'm embarrassed and I'm ashamed. This shouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a feeling of disgust or revulsion or fear or something as a result of not the dream.
Right.
The dream
right.
didn't inspire the fear of shame and revulsion. The idea of thought about what the dream might mean inspired
mm.
the feeling of revelation, of revulsion.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, sex dreams are often associated with an integration of some important piece of personality or quality. I like to use the example of the, you know, the person has sex of dreaming, of dreams of having sex with a coworker who's very good at public speaking.
Mm.
Right before that person has to do a presentation.
Right.
But the sex is really about integration, and the quality is the confidence to speak publicly.
Mm.
So that sex, you know, I like to laugh sometimes that I take the sex out of dreams. Because it's just a symbol of integration.
It's like, relax, it's not that serious. No, you're not going to marry this
serious.
Person. It's not going to happen. It's integration.
Integration,
and how you choose to integrate, that's on you. But let me tell you the universal meaning. Okay, let's go to Dennis from Toronto. He has a question. Dennis, you're live.
A day, right?
Yes.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing awesome. Dr. Lennox, how are you?
Yes, I'm wonderfully well. What's your dream?
Beautiful. I have many. I wanted to ask you a question, though, before we go off the air. And it's been asked me many times how I dream lucidly.
Ah, okay, yes.
Okay, and before you continue, please, you've mentioned, and thank you again for taking my call, Edith, is you haven't mentioned subconsciousness. And I believe subconsciousness sets up our dreamscape. And yeah, go with that with the lucidity. I've tried to convey to people how I dream in a lucid manner. And for me, it's negating subconscious. And unconscious will always be there. And lucidity for me is dreaming in a conscious manner. And so, yes, what's your take on that, please? Thank you.
Well, I think you're speaking about the dynamic relationship between consciousness and unconsciousness, and that just as a good trekker through waking life has a good appreciation of what the unconscious has to offer, it's
mm-hmm.
also possible to be within the unconscious world of the dream and have a good appreciation that there's a conscious mind available. So really all a lucid dream is being consciously aware during the dreaming process.
Mm-hmm.
And to me there's an equal and perhaps inverted relationship between being in a conscious waking world and having a stronger dynamic relationship with the invisible, the unconscious world in my waking life. That's what it is to me to be sort of grounded in my heart, living from an intuitive place,
mm-hmm.
knowing that there's more to this life than what's apparent or visible.
And then just in terms of lucid dreaming itself, that anybody who's ever engaged me in a conversation about lucid dreaming enjoys the experience very much and so wants to encourage it or increase it or devote themselves to it. So, again, back to those, the basic question is, I don't think that lucidity in the dream negates that it's an unconscious experience, or that unconscious appreciation in waking life means
right.
that you're not having a conscious one.
No,
they're just relative
that.
Extensions of each other.
Right. But I'm asking you what effect our subconscious has.
See, now, I think what you're saying, or you're asking me really the question is there a distinction that I'm making between the subconscious and the unconscious?
Right.
Oh, and I'm not.
Right.
I'm not. There's to me, there's when I happen to prefer the word unconscious rather than subconscious, because in this is now personal to me. This is not connecting to another theorist's idea. I like the word unconscious because it implies that there is the ability for anything in the unconscious realm to become conscious. I don't like the word subconscious so much because if it's sub, that implies that there's a place that everything that's in it dwells that cannot emerge into consciousness. But in terms of the two words specifically, every theorist in the world of psychology going back for 130 years has used those two words interchangeably.
I wasn't familiar with that.
And some will say there's one and not the other. Some will say they're two and they're different. Some will just use unconscious. Some will use sub. There's never been any agreement over the years as to which word is more valuable, more accurate, or whatnot. So everybody's ultimately going to be making their own personal determination.
Okay, Dr. Lennox, thank you again, Dave, for taking my call. Within myself, is our unconscious is from our soul being, our spirit being, and our subconscious is born per se from unresolved matters in our 3D physical life that we are experiencing, and our consciousness is what we know within.
Got it. And if that structure is helpful to you and helps you navigate your own experience and or helps you help others navigate an experience, amen. That's great.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, thanks,
yes,
Dr.
Indeed.
Lennox. And I have to ask you another question then while I have you on the phone.
Make it real quick.
All right.
Make it real quick,
in regards to being lucid, people ask me how you can do it, and again, what was your take on that again?
I have had my handful of lucid dreaming experiences, and they've been quite profound and very lovely, but I have never been drawn to try to increase them. There are people who say that if you look at your hands before you go to sleep and you try to remind yourself to look at your hands in your dream state, that that's one technique of increasing lucidity. I certainly believe that if you want to have a better dreaming experience, you might consider having a stronger, deeper meditative experience in your conscious life, and that will sort of deepen your potential for lucidity in dreams.
Okay, so I just have to ask you really quick in regards to quote-unquote astral travel in dream time.
Well, again, I think that we get to a place where all of the invisible realm experiences are more likely to happen in the dream state. And so that the notion of leaving your body and astrally connecting either with another astral body or in another time and place is more likely to happen in the dream state, even potentially without the dreamer being aware of it. Because I think that through that portal, that unconscious portal, when the conscious mind is asked to go to sleep, we're connected to everything that's possible, including astral projection.
All right, so I got to ask you a real quick one. I had a dream.
I think we need to move on.
Dennis, we got to go.
All right, thanks. All right, thank you, Dr.
Yes.
Lennox, for your...
All right, very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Dr. Lennox, real quick questions that I want to ask you, because someone asked in the chat room, recurring dreams. Why do we have recurring dreams? And I want to ask, I want to add to that, does that mean that the dreamer is not getting the message? Is that why they keep getting
the
dreams?
No, and that's a great
up?
Question, because I want to make it very clear. Most recurring dreams are simply economical ways for the brain to process a particular stress. You feel stressed about anything in your life, and if sharks happen to resonate with you, you're probably going to be dreaming of being chased by sharks for your entire life anytime you get stressed. It doesn't mean you're not paying attention. It means you're stressed. And your brain knows that this is a particularly good way of you processing that stress. Then we have a second kind of a recurring dream, which is much more specific, and that's when, and it's short term, it's usually over a period of days or weeks or months, where some particular image might be coming up over and over again. And in those cases, I would encourage the person to do some real dream work, because there might be something that they're missing. But that's not going to be a standard being chased by or falling or tidal waves, all those common recurring dreams. Those are just stress relievers. That's the dream of, my God, I keep going to the laundromat and seeing Elvis. What does this mean?
And one quick one. What do you say to people who say, I don't dream? I don't
dream. Oh, you're just not remembering them. Of course you dream. If you hadn't dreamt, you'd be your head would fall off.
Then.
Right?
Real
I
simple,
did just
real
hold
simple.
On just 1 second. I have to go away for just a moment.
Certainly I can do that. I can do that. Yes, you
Michael.
Are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. And we're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. We ask that you share the show with your friends, your family, your coworker by texting it, tweeting it, whatever you feel like doing. Just get the word out. Scream it. I don't care. And all the shows are archived, so you can download them. You can go back to listen. You can have it on your iPod. Just be inspired. And make sure you join us tomorrow. We have Dr. Frank Kingslow, the creator of quantum entrainment. There's so much going on around me here. I've got so many books around me here. He's the author of The Secret of Instant Healing and The Secret of Quantum Living. He's going to be here tomorrow. Make sure you... What just happened? Okay, all is well. Yeah, he's going to be here tomorrow. And also check out our website, Life Conversations. Media.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. We're going to take a quick break, actually. I think it's time to take a break, and then we'll come back with Dr. Lennis to just wrap it up to release the show. And let's see, all of you in the chat, thank you for being here. Let's do this. Let's go down here. Ah, I feel like playing a song. What song should we play? I think we should have an affirmation first. Speaking of a song, earlier, we started the show with Makua Ray, Captain Makua Ray. You can find him on Facebook, M-I-K-U-A-K, Ray, R-A-I, spelled differently. And, find him on there. Let's see what song can we play here, and we'll write back. I'm feeling we let it be. Oh, we'll do the light chant. We are the light. Let's be the light, and we will come right back. This is the Agape Choir. This is the light chant, reminding us that we are the light. And when we remember we are the light, we are not afraid of the darkness. We're not afraid of the unconscious. We're not afraid of our dreams. All is truly well. We'll be right back.
are the light. We are the way. We are the path. We are the destination. We are all that God is. So we move ourselves out of our own way and let God have her way. Let God have his way. Whoa, calm down, Dr. Choir. Let God have his way. Open your heart, let the Lord, let the law of your life, law of life, have its way. Your dream speaking to you. When you dream, you're being given a gift by yourself to see with your inner eye, to see there's so much more, to see that there's so much more to life. And dreams are not something we're supposed to be afraid of, or there's no need for it. Just embrace it all. God is all there is. God is the only thing happening. As we get ready to release the show, we just lost Dr. Michael, but we're trying to get him back and to wrap it up, release it, conclude it, assign it, whatever we're doing. So tomorrow, make sure you check out our website, liveconversationsmedia.com, for upcoming guests. Well, it's Thursday. We don't host shows on Friday. You can listen to all the shows on the archive. And Monday, as Sadie was sharing, I'm going to have to pull up this calendar because I'm trying not to keep too much information in my head, because in every moment, I already have a lot of information going on. Just to give you an update on what's coming up. And while I do that, to find out more about Agape Choir, you can go to their website. It's Agape Live, L-I-V-E, Agape, Unconditional Love in Action. And you definitely want to check them out tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern. You can work it out wherever you are, wherever your time zone is. And Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith doing his thing with his beautiful wife, Ricky Byers Beckwith, agapelive.com. And next week we have, who do we have? Let's just go to the calendar. I know Monday, actually, it's me, myself, and I. Maybe, I don't know what's going to happen. Some thoughts are bubbling up of what the show's going to be about, but we'll see. We'll see what happens between now and then. And then on, what's the calendar? What month is this? January. So then we have summer. Max Stravick. Oh, I got it right. She's going to talk about the art of flow dreaming, how to go with the flow and create your life. That's a nice thing. We're talking about dreams today, and you can flow with your dream. But she will explain more what that is. Then we have Greg Braden coming to share with us, tell us, teach us, inspire in us the deep truth. That's his latest book, The Deep Truth. You know, when we go deep and ask ourselves real questions. And Reverend Deborah Johnson is coming back. We're talking about sacred sexuality. So there's lots going on here. Life Conversations Radio, we're helping you to tap into every part of your beingness, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, so you can be free and recognize that all is truly well. We have a lot going on here. And if you're somebody who's doing something inspiring humanity and you have something to share, well, send us an email. Go to liveconversationsmedia.com. Send us an email from there. Well, Betty and I will get back to you one way or the other. Check out what you do. And if we're in alignment, then the answer is yes. But if you're listening to this, we got to be in alignment. So what else do I need to tell you while we do all this other stuff? Well, let's do this. I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll see what happens with Dr. Michael, maybe we lost him into the dream world. And if we don't get him back, we'll just do a bit of Abraham. And clearly, maybe this is a good time for me to just stop resisting. Being the light, I am the way. I think the show really is, I've been told, Spirit has told me that the show is going to be 2 hours. I've been resisting, but it's kind of crazy. I've been going 2 hours anyway.
I just didn't want to make it official. Well, let's take a break. life is good. It's getting better. And we are also taking your testimony. So, you know, you can feel free to share with us and tell us what you're getting from this show, what you're learning, something that touched you. Maybe there's a host, a guest that you listened to that transformed you, that had you see yourself differently. On our website, send us an email. Let us know. Let us know how we're sounding on your side of the on your side of your consciousness. Ah, I like that. On your side of consciousness. Your consciousness view. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help. And because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your Pookie Bear.
Your Lammy Lumpkins.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex.
Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex.
So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to fourparents.gov,
you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom.
Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry. I'll always be your little muffin head. Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Yes, indeed. Life Conversations Radio. Giving a voice back to the community. Community. Yes, indeed. We all have a voice. We're all here to express the truth of who we are. And we're activating your throat chakra to remind you that you have something to say. You've got something to express. It may not be through words. It could be through your writing. It could be through your creativity. I mean, we're all creative anyway. It could be through your speaking, your dancing, whatever it is, cooking, being a police officer, a supervisor, a doctor, an accountant. What is your gift? What is your gift? You can hear Dr. Michael Lennox's passion come through, and it was such a joy to have it. I don't know what happened, but we keep getting his voicemail. So, good thing is I was just asking him, you know, anything else he wants to share with us before we release the show. And so speaking of release, speaking of unity, we are going to release it right now. And we thank you. Thank you all for listening, for sticking with us, those of you who are still listening and those of you who were earlier and those of you listening on the archive and regular listeners. We just ask that you share the show with your friends. We work and we do some great things here, and we want to spread the word. And, you know, I will tell you, don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. This is the only radio station to listen to. But you do have the freedom to try other things. But always come back home. Yes, indeed. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for you. You are here to make a difference. Be loved, be true to yourself, and just as important, be loved. Allow the love to come back. Allow yourself to receive all that God is, all that God is trying to give you. It's all about unity, and because it's about unity, we are going to find a track that speaks to unity. Reverend Deborah Johnson, doing a spoken word piece called unity. That's what it's about. No matter what you believe, what you don't believe, you're religious or not, spiritual or not, atheist or not, whatever you are, whatever it is you believe, can we just unite? Can we just get along? This is Deborah Johnson doing a spoken word on Valerie Joy's CD called Unity. Valerie Joy's song CD is Singing the Sacred Yes. Deborah Johnson is the author of The Sacred Yes. Deborah Johnson will be joining us next Thursday. We out of here. Peace in and peace out. Okay. Come on, Deborah Johnson. There you are.
If I am you and you are me, then let's explore the unity, the harmony never conceived before. So sure, doors closed, now bulldozed by possibility. My reality reordered by divine order that transcends, ascends who and what I used to be. A mere vessel of personality. Too small to contain, too small to restrain, a content too infinite to define, too magnificent to confine, too perfect to refine, too precious not to align with the truth of my being. Now seeing with fresh new eyes, the lies no longer capturing my attention, a new comprehension of a dimension of purity that opens my heart to our unity. If I am you and you are me, then where is the unity, the responsibility to dare to care for one another? No cover can camouflage our connection. The detection defies rejection. No objection can force my defection, no more dejection of what I know to be true. You are me, and I am you. A truth so simply true that it escapes our imagination, our affirmation, our determination to live like we know what we know. No more spiritual amnesia, a seizure that has us convulsing with the pulse of the world at a beat so steady that it makes us wonder if we are ready to step to the drummer inside. Step on with the rhythm that says that we are marching together, and whether fair or foul, through sunshine and storms, causation and forms, we acknowledge each other's existence, no longer pretending like I don't see you. 2 inches from me in the elevator. Standing next to me in the grocery line. No longer acting like what happens to you and your family bears no reality on my health and well-being. Now decreeing that our interconnectedness creates a nest in my heart that hatches a love that remains no matter the strains on our relationship. I don't have to like you to love you. And I am the people that I don't like. And with enough foresight, I'll grow to love the you that's me. And even if it's hindsight, it still guides my vision, informs my decision to stay open and concerned when I've been burned or returned to some place I couldn't forgive before. Yet the doors, once closed, are bulldozed into possibility, reordering my reality with an order so divine that all I can do is shine,
remind myself of our unity, born out of our divinity, which only needs an opportunity to just be. Be what? Be everything, especially one with you. If I am you, okay, and you are me, then where is the unity? The sense of urgency that says that our fate, intertwined by divine design, can't wait until I am ready to do what I ought. My heart caught in a thicket of indifference. Can't wait to feel what I should or release what I could have done. Don't sing me no blues. Bombard me with the news, for I refuse to be jaded, persuaded into defiling our oneness through condemnation and separation. Our liberation is in the revelation that I am you and you are me, and that together we are one people. I won't forget that you are not a threat to my being who I am meant to be. You cannot hinder my authenticity. If I am you and you are me, then where is the unity, the harmony, the dignity? Respect resting on my tongue, ready to bless you, caress you in compassion and understanding. In my psychic space, ready to embrace our dance of differences, amalgamations of cultures and traditions, an exhibition of beauty in diversity, a prohibition of envy and adversity, a unity beyond conformity to the status quo that has the goal, for it fails to know that true power is in our unity. No longer judging by appearances, our experiences, expectations or demarcations, duality and abnormality, whose fruit we no longer consume as we resume our identity as sisters and brothers of the earth, birthed with the same breath of life, the nefesh still fresh within us. On his cross, then surely I can toss aside my pride. No longer hide my light under a bushel to keep you from my radiance. This mania of playing judge and jury, causing so much fury, digging ourselves in a hole, taking a toll, putting an immoral mortgage on our souls, the debt of which we can no longer pass on to our children to pay. Alive, available today for all to be.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.